now, you?
Yeah.
Hi, good evening, how's everybody?
Okay. So we're holding here, I think Chelek HaChamishi maybe? Or Chelek Arvi, in the different types of Diburim. So we were, he's going on the mission, the Rambam's going on the mission called Yomer Gedalti Ben HaChachamim. And he's speaking about the different types of Diburim that there are. He had mentioned something from Aristotle, and or not Aristotle, but he was some sort of Arab, with like Sifri kind of Musa of sorts. Now he explained that the Dibur has a mitzvah, which is Talmud Torah. It has an Isser, Lashon Hara, Nevel Peh. Chelek HaShlishi is Dibur HaMo'os, which is things that have absolutely no value. Just hacking. Really, really has no value. HaChelek HaRvi V'hu Ahuv. The fourth one is called Ahuv. Hu HaDibur B'Shevach HaMalas HaSichlis V'Mirasim. When your words are praising things that are praiseworthy. U'B'Gnus HaPchisis M'Shtaminim Gam Yachad. And when you are decrying something that is bad, both in Dibur and in Midas, Sech Midas. V'Oras HaNefesh L'Ela B'Zipur B'Shirim. And, you know, motivating a person through songs and through stories. U'Mani Osa Men B'Zadrach HaMatzman. V'Chen HaShabeach HaMu'ulim HaLamaseyem. To praise those who are praiseworthy, so that people will follow their path. So when I praise those who are praiseworthy, or deeds that are praiseworthy, then it helps people emulate that. And vice versa, to speak bad of things that are not worthy, so that people stay away from it. Some people refer to it as Derech Eretz. I guess I just need to explain the first category is Divrei Torah Mamish, where a person is using, you know, he's being done in Divrei Torah, what it says, what it means, what the Halach is, and so on. This category is more like a Musa Shmuz. But a Musa Shmuz without Chazal, it's more, you know, describing what is, you know, what behaviors are bad and what behaviors are good, really in words that are chulin, and therefore it's not, doesn't fall in the first category as being a dover, as Divrei Torah, but it is ahuv. When you're using the dibur for tachlis and a purpose, that's positive. That makes them into something ahuv. So he says, "V'yesha shikarza." So this is called, some call this derech eretz. This is a get of derech eretz kadma l'teira. In other words, there is a world of musar that is in the world of chayil. I don't need to darshan a ramchal to tell you about Hakaras HaToiv and about, you know, sensitivity and caring about other people. There's a certain baseline of basic hanhagis that is called Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. You expect a human being who has basic human tchunas to be able to appreciate it, understand it, and to live by it. Torah goes a step further and gives a hanhaga that's beyond what your normal human being would do. But it's important to bear in mind, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah means there's a road that's there before, and in some ways, like the famous Chaim Vital, that a person, this comes before Torah because this has a midas and not measure Torah because it's supposed to be there before. A person who's riven with jealousy or anger and hatred and all that, it needs basically in a certain sense a psychological approach, and then Divrei Torah comes on that. The Torah says le'sikar melositar, that's not a musishmus, that's an ideal to live up to. The Torah says v'aftarecha kamoicha, or if it says that if you have only one pillow, you have to give it to your Eved, those are hanhagos that are not their charis hanhagos. Those are hanhagos that are beyond that. So first layer is a toiv that is called der charis. That's a normal hanhaga, and then on top of that comes Torah. V'chelik ha-chamishi v'hu ha-muter. Something which is mutter. V'adibu ma-shem yuchad l'odem ischeirosu panasosu ma-cholo mishtei levushoi u'sham ma-shet tzorech lei v'zeh mutter. Ein aviv le-mos, whatever a person needs. I need to pick up this, bring me this, and so on. Im yitzay dabe kamashitz, yitzay imona. It's neutral. U'bazeh ha-chelik yishubach l'odem miyut ha-dibu. So the chelik that's mutter, Chazal cautioned against being plappling too much, and Chazal encouraged you to be metzamtzem the dibur. Avla osav amos or in circle dvarim letzivish sharolishtek men legamri. So osav amos, you're not allowed to speak. Omnom mitzube va'ahuv. Im yuchod nedab koyim v'hem ha'izah tachlis. So the things that are mitzube and ahuv, those are things that a person could speak. Avol, he says two things. Roy lo yimze shnei dvarim. Ha'echad she masehu matim ledibo. So it's worthy that if you express what you do. And that's accrued. Let's talk about this. Let's try to understand a little bit. The Rambam says, the Rambam gives a certain caveat that you have to, speaking about good things is wonderful, you have to be holding by it, living by it. So let's ask ourselves a question as to why is that true. I was thinking once, I went to a doctor for a checkup, regular stuff, and at the end of the checkup, doctor said everything's fine, it would be good if you'd lost X amount of weight. Now, the doctor himself probably had 100 more pounds than I have. And my first kind of instinct, I didn't look at who's talking. Then I asked myself, what's the pshat? Do I doubt that he's telling the truth? Do I doubt that he's lying to me? Do I think he's lying? Certainly, I don't think so. So what do I care? I mean, why is that reaction a kind of look who's talking and so on and so forth? That same thing. Let's say you hear a musa shmuz, and a person speaks very, very, very strongly about X, Y, or Z, and he's not holding by it. So what's the problem? So if the person doesn't think it's right, if the person, somebody to dashen to me about something that I know he doesn't hold by bechlal, it's not that he can't do it. So he dashes to me about, I don't know, keeping a certain chumrah, and the person doesn't think you have to keep the chumrah, and he doesn't keep it. So that I understand. But let's say a person holds by it, he's just not holding there, it's hard for him to do it. The person speaks about the gnus of kas, and the person himself blows his stack. So maybe I could accuse him of not being sincere, not meaning it, but the Rambam is talking to that person, and he's saying, repeat, if you're saying a musa shmuz, you should be holding by the musa shmuz, or don't say it. What's the pshat over here? So, this really goes into, I believe, a deeper tefisa of what dibur is meant to be. One of the derogatory chazal have called something being echad bepev, echad belev, as being something meguna. And the reason is because anything. The dibur, it's meant to flow from machshava to dibur maisa. A person's behavior is meant to be connected from toich to chutz. The entire world, you know, what Adam is called the ruach memala, it means he taps into the panemias of the world, which is something that is a it's the core and the pure emes that Akash put into the bria, and then the person is meant to express it outwards, first through a dibur, and then slowly into maisa. You know, it's supposed to be a flow that ends up in that. If a person cuts one from the other, and a person says things that he doesn't believe or feel or whatever it is, whether it's true or not true, but the person is not really expressing himself through it. He's Koyach HaDibur is meant to express himself. And therefore, any dibur that doesn't express a real self. So if I get up and I really thunder about face the midas hakas, if I'm woefully disconnected from it, then the pshat is then I haven't expressed me. It's the idea that I have. It's the idea that I have that I know that kas is a dava garua, but it's not something that I can say is really, really me, and therefore it's something that has in itself a certain dagger of sheker. And sheker in a very fundamental way. It's not that I think it not to be right, but it's not an expression of myself. It's a it's something which is minasofa ulechutz in a certain sense. So part of the prisus of dibur is something which a person is not bringing out something that is self, but rather talk. You know, it's in a certain sense something I don't live with is minasofa lechutz. Even if I know it to be right, there's a beautiful Noam Elimelech. He says in Parshas Kiseitse, he speaks about the Noam Elimelech is talking about learning Kabbalah. Pnimis HaTorah, whatever. So it says in the pasuk, "Kisavi bekerem re'echa." If you go into somebody's kerem, so this is the halacha of Leisachsam Shabbadisha, and you know, "Vachalta novim kinafshcha savecha." You can eat grapes as much as you want until you fill up on it. "Velkelicha leisitein," but you can't put any in your bag. To take back home, you can't take. So he says he's speaking about Pnimi Satara Kabbalah. He says that's a pchin of Yenish al Tayr. That's why it's called a Novim. He says if you're fortunate enough to enter the paradise to eat these Anovim, you can eat as much as you'll incorporate into yourself, as much as you're able to absorb. To have pieces floating around in your pocket, like sort of, this is this sphere, this is this pchina, this is this, is that, that you're not allowed to. In other words, you have to, anything you can take as much as you could possibly assimilate and integrate, and that's a pchina sachila, as opposed to just a stam talking, you know, a stam having it around like as a tchatchka. So one inyan in dibur is that you say things that you are, that's your metzias. So it's not just whether you ascribe, believe it's right, but it has to be you. And the second thing is to be as brief as possible. You should say as much as possible in as few words. Not the opposite. A person should always teach Talmidim Derech Tzara. The Ram says the same thing in Mishnah Torah, that a person's teaching should be to say as much as possible in as few words as possible. The Rambam himself lived it. The Rambam's Svarim are extraordinary. Mishnah Torah is an extraordinary work of of precision and brevity and so on. But I want to explain this also, based on what I said before. Dibur is extremely valuable when it expresses the person, and it is extremely excessive when it doesn't express the person, and it's not bringing out the pnimius. So, Lamarshall, let's say I could say a drasha that takes me 10 minutes to make the point. But I say a lot more words than that. I say half hour worth of words. So there's an excess of verbiage in proportion to the content. It's sort of a gather of dvarim betalim, not actual words that are betalim, but words. In other words, not that the main content is butl, but rather that there are words that are kind of butl, and you're using 100 words, but 10 suffice. It also, usually, sometimes it's because the person is thinking is sloppy and needs a lot of words and he can't really put a finger on it. So there is a lack of Havana. Sometimes the person, it just likes to be on the stage. So, you know, he does a lot of talking, and he's, you know, a lot of flourishes and a lot of this, a lot of that. So that excess dibur is also, it's coming not from the pnimius, it's coming from the show that the person's putting on. And, you know, sometimes you need it. At the end of the day, if the person would get up and say, you're not allowed to do this, and that's it, a lot of people would be lacking, the stimulus to do it. And if you get up a good darshan and he talks and he makes mashalim and stories and jokes and this and that, it convinces people. So, okay, so, you know, you need to do it for that. But in general, chachma should be precise as possible. There's a fascinating story of Chaznish I once saw. The Chaznish was an uman also in using as brief words as possible. And both when he wrote it and even when he's Meir, he's very mekatz, he's very betamtzit. And when he spoke, he would speak. He was friendly, but he was there was a lot of content for the amount of words. He was not a public speaker. He never spoke publicly. He once, I think, said a shir. They invited him to say a shir in Sabotki. Took 12 minutes, and that was it. And he was meant like he couldn't. He didn't have the wherewithal. That was the metzias. So once there was an asifa for shmita, and the chaznish's, one of the chaznish's greatest causes was shmita. So they had a big asifa, and the Chaznish was there, and the Panovich Rav spoke, and the Panovich Rav really, you know, Panovich Rav was a phenomenal orator, and he said his words, and then he turned to Chaznish and said, he asked him to speak, and Chaznish declined. But the Panovich Rav didn't let up, and he told him he has to speak. The Chaznish, I don't know if he got up or not, Chaznish said three words. He said, Kol atzmoisai toimarno. My whole being talks. In other words, I mean, that's what I stand for. In other words, Shemitah is my Machavar Shasagidim, and, you know, everything is, you know, that's what I'm saying. That was the Chaznish's kiyum of this. Balkaponim, so he says, in the world of Dibur, in order for Dibur to be what it ought to be, which is a pure expression of the content. So A, it has to be real content, something that is me, not just that I know to be right. Two, it's something that that the words, there are no excess words over, more and beyond than what's needed to express it. It says, the Gemara says by Noron Tainis, that by David Amelech, when he came and asked them, the women, directions, whatever, and they talked, they told him that there was this. There's a whole conversation. Chazal say that, you know, it's like they liked him, so there was a lot of excess talking beyond and above what was needed for directions. There was a whole drasha went with it, because the dibur had tachlis other than giving him directions. Okay, then he says, Veda, kashir mechubarim, beiz loshen shiyu. So there were, in those days when people drank or got together, they would make songs. People would compose songs, lekavid, the words, lekavid, some sort of celebration or get together or whatever. So what about them? Are they good or not good? He says, oh, so some people would say that if it's in Hebrew, it's good. And if it's in Arabic, it's not good. I guess there was Zionists in those days. So he says, Omnam, he says, Yibochanu binyanehem. Ve'em noagim minigadim, she'kodem laknu. The language that the song is written in is not what's important. What's important is its content. He said, I've seen chshuvim shekashayu b'mishti yayin b'chasna b'zulosa, and if they come together at some sort of mesiba where people are drinking, a wedding or whatever, v'yirtze echad lo shir shir aravi, and somebody wants to sing an Arab song, afilo in azeh ashir b'shevach ha'gvur nedivus, even if the song is laudatory of good things, gvura or nedivus, v'zeh men achel ka'ahuv, oy b'shevach ha'yayin, or fakert, the song is the wine, yiganu zeh b'chol oif v'neginu, they are going to come out against it. V'imutas am showing not allowed to listen, if he sings a Hebrew song, they're not going to be upset. And it's not considered the fact that it's bad. One second, somebody at the door might have to answer. Okay. So he says, so people will make a big deal about it. And they'll say if it's Hebrew, it's good. Even though it contains things that are bad. That's nanshkeiten. What dibur is nikva is its content, not the language. And by the way, the Rambam, interesting enough, says that Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh because it has, it doesn't have any words of Gnai, it's all Kedusha. In other words, even the Kedusha of the Lashon as such is Lefi Inyanei. Shem Yen Zeh Shem Maila Tzorch Lomer Beze Lashon Shiyah. One second, maybe we'll hold another. Good. Yeah, so he says, it doesn't make a difference. I have another chiddush, he says, I want to add in this nekuda. Let's say you have two songs. Both of them are bad. So you have a song that sort of is out to provoke a person's taiva. The reason why it's bad is because it's what it's doing is bringing out a person's worst midas. And then a person is. And a person has one of them is Hebrew, one of them is Arabic. So I have two pop songs. I can sing it in Hebrew, I can sing it in Arabic. It's worse if you sing the Nivel Peh in Hebrew than if you sing it in a different language. L'mailas haloshen. And so if a person uses some words of Torah she Hashem, shaz yetsi michelka mos lechelka aser hamuzim imenu, And so that will stop being, it will become also, not only mos, hoilva teira also, shasa milos and evu, minizema, bepchises, ramagunim. The teira acid to take psukim and to make all sorts of songs out of it that are bad. Which why the way it sounds, you know, there's a big shaila, people are done on using psukim for nigunim. And you know, but here the Rambam says very clearly it means when they're using the negunim in a way that's bad. So he says, so adrabe, it's mitzad the koyach, mitzad loshna koydish is kedusha that's mechayev to not to say these bad things in it. So the Rambam here, it's interesting. Today this would be a person who would say these things would be an anti-Zionist. It you know, we would be saying that somebody is better if, you know, Lashon HaKodesh has a mila only when its content is a mila. So if a person has a choice of speaking Divrei Torah in English or nonsense in Hebrew, in Ivrit, obviously Divrei Torah in English is much cheshiva. It's not the language, it's the content of it. And Adarabah, if you take Lashon HaKodesh and you are megarea from them, and you're making it worse, it's a bigger chilul. So a person, who lives in Eretz Yisrael and behaves worse, and behaves poorly in Ruchnias, that would be a reason for, it would be worse, because to take something that's Kaddish, and it's like if imagine a person is an Aveira in a shul, it's certainly much worse than he's doing an Aveira in the street. So Lemaisis, he says, it's not something that we should care about which language it is, but rather what's the content. I want to add, I guess, I don't know what the word Lashitasa here would be. What the Rambam here is saying is obvious. That's Milsa Pshitasa. I mean, I don't think anybody would doubt it. It's just that that's the way people were about it. But Tachlis, what the Rambam is emphasizing again and again is that Dibur is never an end to itself. If Dibur was an end to itself, and a person would say Divrei Kodesh or Divrei Torah, so that's Divrei Kodesh, Divrei Torah, Lashon Kodesh. But if it's Dibur is measured by what it's expressing. Dibur's metzias mohus is only as a vehicle. So we always are going to look and to see what's inside it. We're always going to have to examine what's inside it, because the Dibur itself is never nimdat by the words. There's a Rabbeinu B'chai, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he says by the all of the different combination of Shemes, Aktoishim, and so on, that, you know, that they have mystical powers and magic powers, he says it has nothing to do with the words that you say, it's with the Kavani Mechavit. In other words, a person that will say a long list of Shemes, Aktoishim, and he is clueless about what those words mean, it's not going to have any effect. Its effect is for the person who dehears what he's saying, understands what he's saying, and that's why all of the things that have great powers, it's for the person who knows, understands what he's saying. So then, when he's saying those words have that meaning. But for a person that's stam, saying words, it's nothing. So it's sort of a lishitas in the Rambam all along, that Dibur's Maila and Mitzias is as a vehicle to convey something, and it's measured by how well it's a conduit. If it takes too much for itself, like too much Diburim for little Seichel, that's a Chison, that's a Begam. If the content that it's a conduit for is bad, then that's a Begam. All of these things are things that are Begamim in its in the dibur, because the dibur is becoming some sort of end to itself. It's serving a different purpose. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any question? Yeah. So, it's said that, but it's not quite, I don't think that that's an accurate translation of what the people are saying. It says that in the words that the Ashkenaz Gadolus gave us in Tefillah, there are great Seidos packed in. And even if the person is not aware of the Seidos, there's still a mile in it. Let's give an example. Imagine I'm teaching my son to do public speaking, or you know, whatever it is, poetry reading, or and I give him very good drushes to say over, or very good poems to read, or whatever. So, even if he doesn't quite understand why this is a nice poem, but I get into the flow of the right type of flow. Since what we do a lot is through imitation, and we do a lot is by getting moved by it. Or even better than that, let's say someone else gives me words. If those words are powerful and they have impact, I'll be moved by the words themselves. So if somebody writes a few words for me to speak at some sort of occasion, and those words are very moving, I'll be moved by them, especially when I say them. But it's all geared at that nekuda. It's not that the words within themselves, they're not, it's not a game that, if you use the Shem, you know, this and this name, then you get Ashiras, if this and this name, you get this or that. It's all something that is in the person's, understand what he's saying. So when we say things that are appropriately crafted, so I'm able to bring out something myself. It's helpful when I say the right words. It's somewhere along the line there's something misair in me, subtly, but it's so the power that it works with is the power of being misair the person to say right and bringing out some of a person's own sense of things when he's saying the right things. But when a person is not, then there's, you know, if a person doesn't have, he's just muttering the words as some sort of magic power, and it doesn't accomplish anything. So there's a mile because the nusach is most accurate, but it's probably it's a mile because we want people to get used to saying Lashon HaKodesh, we want them to become rogel in the tefillah, you know, there's a practical part to it. I'm not sure that there's anything more than that. When something becomes like a game, I've used this word or that word or the other word, it has to be more than that. It's not a game that, if I said this word, it means this, and this malach takes it, that malach takes it. It's got to mean some sort of deeper content, and more of relating to the content than just which word you happen to use. But on a practical level, a lot of times we do want people to end up dubbing in Lashon Kodesh because it's so much more accurate in terms of conveying what's right and getting the person murgal. So does it sad to say that? I can't say not. Okay. Good. Good night. Call to bye. Yeah.